I'm going to tell you now
they were supposed to go up there.
How this works. And you'll see.
It's over?
You get a chance to boo me if you don't like it. But I think you'll agree it was quick. Okay, boo me now. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, man.
What did they do? Did they go up and do
it? Well, I don't know what happened. You tell me if you think you would have solved it. I want to take it, Luke, first I want to thank a couple of people. This won't take but a second. Now, there's a lot of people who work really, really hard to make the list come off. And, first of all, thank all the volunteers, all the people who wore these shirts. Most of them are our Herald staffers. They work for nothing, and without them, we could not do this. They come out and spend their day doing this. I also want to thank some volunteers, especially who help coordinate. Janice Kaufman, Judy Smith, and Susan Roden, who sort of run the volunteers. The most important of all those staff people is a woman named Helen Lennon. You may have seen her around today. I don't know where Helen is, but you know those balloons with a little piece of paper inside? Somebody has to spray every single one of those pieces of paper. We'll get the balloon. And Helen does that. She sprays every one. She's the one you see walking around dying of some kind of chemical problem from spraying all of them. No. We want to thank Helen especially. I also want to thank, over here to my left, your right, Tom Schroeder and Gene Weingarten over there. Tom and Gene, just raise your hands. They are my co-designers of the hunt, and if you like a clue, it's going to work well. That was probably one that I came up with. If you didn't like it, that was probably one of Tom's or Gene's.
For what?
I want to also thank Kennard, one of our sponsors. They're the ones who donated our prize, which is a Caribbean cruise on QE2, Y100, Channel 6, and above all, the Miami Downtown Partnership, who opened up the city of Miami this day for us and make it possible for us to do this. Yeah, we really appreciate that. We also want to thank whatever deity or deity is in charge of the weather. It's a beautiful day. At the amphitheater, Jose Solano and Tim Schman. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you how the hunt works. I'm going to assume you all figured out the first part, the questions. The one thing that had a lot of people puzzled was that there was no N on the map. That was a mistake. Not a clue. You got to each of the sites. I'm going to take them in the order the solutions appeared in the hunt itself. So we'll start with, there was one over here, down that direction near the Challenger Memorial, where you were given a tattoo and you saw a great big sign with a hand on it and an arrow pointing to it. So you knew what to do there. Everybody had pretty good luck with that one, I think. You took the tattoo and you put it where? Very good, on your palm. And then you had what?
Palm.
That wasn't so hard. And you looked at page 26 of your Traffic magazine, where for no apparent reason there was an ecclesiastical calendar from 1997. It's told you that the date of Palm Sunday is
April 5th.
Of course, I'm sure most of you knew that anyway, but those of you want to check it, look it up, and you got clue number 45, which says, it's not the words you're after, it's the words they're after, whatever that means, because you got
They got one.
They got one.
What? Louder? Yeah. Here. Can you hear me now? Okay, that was number 45. Palm Sunday, you put the Sunday on your palm, you got Palm Sunday, you look at your ecclesiastical calendar, you saw that was April 5th, 4:05:45, which translates to, it's not the words you're after, it's the words they're after. Okay? Then you, the next one in our list anyway, is over by what I thought that plaza, the First Union Plaza still, or whatever bank it is today, plaza. And you were given a yellow balloon. And the balloon had something written on it and had something in it. The thing that was written on it was the thing that Helen, stand up. This is the woman. Get it wet, okay? If you look at the piece of paper, what did it say? Blow it out. There are various people who suggested to me that this might be something like a Unabomber thing. But we were telling you with a piece of paper to blow up the balloon. If you blow up the balloon, you knew you were supposed to get something wet. What were you supposed to get wet? Obviously, piece of paper. You got the piece of paper wet, and you saw
82.
Okay, and all those 82s were sprayed on there by Ellen Lennon. And there were some funny stories about people in bathrooms with balloons, but I won't go into those here. Most of them were being expected to make bail by the end of the day. We're not worried about it. So if you looked up 82, you saw a seemingly meaningless clue. Those going are equal with those coming, minus the noise. Whatever that meant. Okay? Did you hear that up there on the hill? Good. All right. Now we come to a clue that apparently some people had some problems with, which was the electrical sign out here on Biscayne Boulevard, which showed you three things. First, you saw
the mailers,
and a picture next to them of a tomato. Then you saw the letters
Ranula.
Said Ranula, basically, and a picture of
a tarantula,
which was a tarantula. Then you saw the solution is
Odie Day.
A lot of people study this. Some of those people out there still studying it. The key was to realize that it was who sponsored that sign?
AT&T.
Three letters, AT&T. So you had three words, picture of a tomato with no AT or T in it. Omo is all you had left. The picture of a tarantula with no AT or T in it, Ranula, and then Odie's Day. So you figured out, you put the AT&T in the first, you get tomato. You put the AT&T in the second, you get tarantula. You put the AT&T in Odie's Day, and you get
the AT&T.
11-9. How many of you got that one?
Yay!
How was it that hard?
Thank you.
11-9 comes out as 119. Well, 119, which is the clue, happy birthday, V-E-R-T-H, day, to you. Pretty, again, kind of a meaningless sequence there. So there's that next one. Okay, moving along. Oh, okay, next one is the one we're looking at right here. You have the tropic language lesson. You had two wonderful performers. I'm going to ask them to just come on and get that. Up here speaking total gibberish. The reason we hired Buzz and Kathy is that's the way they really speak. Okay? They work for the United States government. That is their natural. No, they're actual regular people, but we asked them to speak in gibberish. They were giving you a language lesson. They were telling you what these three objects are in their language, whatever it is. In your language, this was a T2. This was a Dread 4. And this was an A-Hun. And most of you figured this one out, I think, pretty quickly. They didn't give it to you in this order, but if you looked at what you're looking at here, it's A-Hun, Dread 4, T2. 142.
Yeah.
Most of you, how many people got that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives you 142, which in tropic is I've got a BB, and I'm stunned that you don't understand that. Okay. Now we're getting to the last of the, I think, pretty gettable ones. You went over to this fountain over here. You saw a gigantic clock with hands on it. and it was obviously a clock, and it was obviously giving you a time, but the problem is you couldn't tell where noon was. And without that, you don't know what time it is you're looking at. So you had to figure out which of the 12 marks around it was the noon mark. There was a sign that said, midday comes where freedom is obscured by water, or something like that. That meant that you were supposed to find what landmark?
Freedom Tower!
You didn't know what the Freedom Tower was. We had run a picture of it in the magazine with Tom Schroeder in his column, so there was a picture of the Freedom Tower in Tropic identified
at the beginning.
So the idea was to let the water, the fountain, obscure the tower, and that put you at noon. There was a mark right there. So you knew that was 12. Then it was just a matter of counting around, seeing where the big hand was and the little hand was. You didn't have to be able to tell time. You saw this one, but the time was what?
10:25.
All right, give it up if you got that one.
Yeah.
This here tea is poking a hole in my pocket and it's now on my black lace panties. Okay, the last one I believe was the toughest one.
Yeah.
But a lot of people apparently got it. So they're smarter than you. Yeah, a lot of people got it. Some people did. This was a tough one. We knew this was a tough one. It required you to find four sites and solve a series of riddles. I'm not going to go into detail, assuming you each have the riddles, but basically what you were dealing with was anagrams. The first poem you saw, the first one you went to, had a riddle that told you you find the snowflake in the snake wolf. Or maybe it was the other way around, the snake wolf in the snowflake. Which said basically, there's one word, snowflake, that can be rearranged to form another word or words, snake wolf. That's an anagram, and it said, okay, here's your anagram to go to. The next one you want to find is Enter Big Gal. Enter Big Gal. And that was in quotation marks to let you know that was a series of letters you had to rearrange to form another word or words. What did Enter Big Gal rearrange to form?
Bengal Tiger!
Bengal Tiger. You looked on your map, and there was a Bengal Tiger. Okay, this is where it got tough, but if you saw that, you saw the Bengal Tiger, you went to the Bengal Tiger.
Yeah, we got
everything. Oh, I should have mentioned, I know you know, you were also given a colored sword, a little pirate sword, okay? You went to the next site, same thing, you got another riddle and another sword, different color. This one, the anagram was Trick Bosom, which turned into
Broomstick,
okay? So then you went to the broomstick on the map, you got another riddle, another sword, or swords, and the anagram there was She a Sore, which could be rearranged to spell
Seahorse.
Okay, you went to the seahorse. You got the last of the riddle there, and the last of the, I have the riddle here, I'll read it to you, and the last of the swords there also. And the last riddle said, ready for a famous date? Connect dot to dot. One last point, use what you got. What you got is
swords.
You had to connect dot to dot. What did that mean?
Red dot to
red
dot.
Red dot to red dot.
On the map, there were dots. And the dots' colors corresponded to the colors of the swords you got. If you put the swords on the map, connecting the blue dots with the blue
sword, the red dot to
the yellow sword, I don't care whether blue or green one. Anyway, you formed what?
An arrow.
Where was the arrow pointing?
Columbus.
To Christopher Columbus. Okay, there's a statue of Christopher Columbus back here. And a lot of people apparently got it because we saw a whole lot of people looking around that statue at the end of the day. The date that's associated with Christopher Columbus obviously is
1492.
Got that one. Now we come to what you just saw and how this works. You're going to have to listen carefully, ask you to be quiet, hear me out, and I'll tell you how this was solved. The first of these six clues says it's not the words you're after, it's the words thereafter. Okay? It's not the words you're after, it's the words thereafter. So, that was the first clue. I came out here at 4 o'clock. I don't know if you remember what I said. I said, the final clue is going to be here shortly.
Right.
The final clue is going to be here shortly. I didn't mean we were going to bring a clue out in a little while. I meant the final clue is going to be here shortly. It's not the words you're after. It's the words thereafter. If you look at the five other clues after that, the first one has the word going, the second has the word to, the third has the word be, the fourth has the word here, and the fifth has the word shortly. In other words, I'm saying going to be here shortly is your clue, but it's not the word you're after. It's the word thereafter. The solution was to look at the word after each of those. So let's do that. Number 82, what's the word after going? Remember that. Okay? In number 119, what's the word after two? Okay, so now what do you have?
Are
you. Okay. The word after B in number 142 is what? B. So what do you get so far?
Two.
Are you B?
From the column!
Okay.
B2, the column!
Yeah. And in number 1492, what's the word after shortly? So what is it saying?
From the column!
T2! What's T2?
Are you beating the column?
You're only going because you didn't get any work. Now, these people, I really want to know how.
But you're ready.
So let's bring them up now and ask them who the hell they are and how they got this information.
How did they get that?
These are the winners of the 1996. Anyway, these folks are our winners. We'll have a little more information on how this works tomorrow. And we have Michael Hirsch of Kennard is going to present our winners with their first prize, which is a 9-day cruise for the QE2 in the Caribbean. Give it up.
Where were they sitting that they were at?